Moving on, Israeli warplanes have carried out an air raid on the besieged Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said that fighter jets scrambled overnight to bomb a Hamas military position following a shooting. It claimed the sniper fire from the base hit several houses in Netiv HaSara, an Israeli town north of the coastal enclave. Palestinian sources say the missiles fired from the Israeli aircraft caused no casualties at the training facility in Beit Lahia. This is a second airstrike by Israel against Gaza, which was conducted in response to fire from Palestinians. Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, joins us now from Gaza with more. Ashraf, all right, I believe we do not have him. Ashraf, are you with us?
Yes, but yeah, the overnight airstrike by the Israeli warplanes is just another example of how Israel continues to violate the ceasefire agreement that ended Israel's 2014 summer war on the Gaza Strip that claimed the lives of over 2,200 Palestinians in Gaza. The early hours of the morning, the Israeli warplanes fired two rockets towards a Hamas training camp in the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia. Now, Israel claims that last night, sniper fire was fired from that military installation towards Netiv HaSara. It's a small kibbutz in southern Israel, close to the town of Beit Lahia. No casualties were reported there, and no casualties were reported in the Gaza Strip. Now, this airstrike on Gaza is just another example of how Israel continues to violate the rights of the Palestinians in Gaza, with bombardment, with attacks on fishermen and farmers, and also the ongoing siege of the tiny coastal enclave. Hamas has always reacted to such attacks by saying that it will contact the Egyptian mediators regarding the fresh Israeli violations of the ceasefire. The attacks come as the Palestinians in Gaza, 1.8 million people, are living in harsh conditions due to the recent war and also due to years of the Israeli siege that continue to take place amid what many here describe as an international conspiracy of silence.
Ashraf, talk to us more about how dire the humanitarian situation has become in the Gaza Strip following the most latest Israeli aggression against the Gaza Strip, which left entire areas in the coastal enclave destroyed and reduced to rubble.
Well, the recent war on Gaza in 2014, the one-ton bombardment and destruction of entire neighborhoods, entire commercial sectors, has devastated the Gaza Strip, has devastated the economy, has devastated the infrastructure and the environment in Gaza. Israeli warplanes and tanks bombarded Gaza with hundreds of thousands of tons of explosives, even explosives that contain depleted uranium, some experts say, and also the use of banned weapons against the people of Gaza have polluted the ground, polluted the water, and Gaza continues to live under dark conditions because of the siege and Israel's refusal to lift the siege, although it was agreed upon the end of the war that Israel would gradually lift the siege, but that did not happen.
Thank you, Ashraf. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon joining us from Gaza.